Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment.
Do you believe in second chances? Do you actually believe in second chances? Whether it being a second chance in friendship, a second chance in a relationship, a second chance in all aspects of life. Do you believe in second chances? And do you also believe that if something has come in your life once, and let's say for argument's sake, it didn't work out that first time, that when it comes back the second time, it is meant to be? Are you those kind of people? Welcome to No Duct Tape. I'm your girl Ify, right here on Jamit. And today we're going to talk a little bit about second chances, right? I'm not necessarily going to share something too personal or whatever, but I just actually want this to be more conversational than it is monologue based. Obviously, I'm talking, obviously. But I think when I say that I want this to be a conversation, I want it to stem in your mind. And I want you to ask yourself if you're this kind of person. It's also best to sit down with yourself, ask yourself certain questions, because it's also development buildup, personality buildup, mental buildup, and all these different things. And you get to know yourself as a person and you're actually able to actually realize whether or not you like yourself. And I think over the years, I've asked myself certain questions. I've asked myself why I reacted to things a specific way. And then I was trying to figure out, okay, does that make me a bad person? Am I a good person? And all these different things, right? But now today, I just want to find out, are you a forgiving kind of person? And do you believe in second chances, right? So I started off the year a certain way, right? I started the year wanting certain goals. I worked in Centurion the beginning of this year. And it was contractual for 6 weeks. And so it was extended. Yada, yada, yada. Cool. That's fine. And my friend has been working at this company for almost a year. And she worked, in January it was almost a year. And obviously she turned a year around in March, if I'm not mistaken. And this company, the way that she spoke about this company, the way she portrayed this company, the way she was so excited to go to work and do all these different things and stuff like that, it was exciting for me. Now, the one thing that I find interesting is campaign administration. You can look it up. And I love numbers. I love the money. And I love building a campaign. Rather, I like paid media, right? The campaigns going live from certain brands to the public to advertise to them about specific things. So let me give you maybe a rundown as to how this works. I will go into a platform like Facebook Ads Manager. I'll be working for Capitec, and then we will be doing a campaign for Live Better. Live Better is a campaign that happens, I believe, on a Monday, and we have to curate some content on that, giving people something fun or giving them information about what Live Better is about, whether or not you're a client, right? Then we would go to Ads Manager. We would load in the creative. The creative is the video, the image, or the carousel of the pictures that you want posted onto the social media platform, and then you would put money on it. So banks normally put in a lot of money, but let's say for argument's sake, you put in 50,000 Rand for that campaign for that month or that week, depending how long. So then you would also do a duration as to how long you want it to be, the campaign, how long it needs to run. And then you would work on the demographics, geographics, which people to receive this ad, where would these people be on social media and so forth. So you would then use demographics or rather geographics like they're like content about banking. We target people that also bank with FNB, people that bank with Standard Bank, people that bank with all these different things, right? Cool, that's fine. And then you will get into your objective. Do you want this to be traffic? Do you want it to be awareness? Do you want it to be engagement? How do you want these people to receive? Normally, when it's traffic, it means that you want them to go to the website. If you want it to be conversions, it means that you want them to buy into your site. If you want awareness, obviously, you are teaching people something. Engagement, you want them to have a conversation, etc., etc. Cool. Then you will go through all the other metrics and then you will go live with this campaign, right? After having gone live with this campaign, that means that now people can see it. Okay, cool. Back to the beginning. The reason I was explaining this to you is because I find all that exciting, putting in the money to the campaign and. The company that I worked for in January was more helping basis. And then obviously February, I started a new job. The new job, it was also in media, finally. And I was doing all around digital marketing. I did social media management and all those kinds of things. I'm not a social media person, so I don't enjoy it, right? But that time, I've been wanting to work for the company that my friend works for because of also the job title that I want to get into and because of the culture that she continues to talk to me about. I was given an opportunity to go on an interview. I was given an interview from that company and I went through the interview process and whatnot, but they gave the job to someone else. Cool. In that time, I was stuck between two companies. There's another company that also approached me and I had an interview, but they never got back to me. I interviewed with them in January. They didn't get back to me in February. When I started working at Alpha Destiny in February month end, the day that I started working, these people in March, they sent me the contract. No, here is a contract. This is how much we're going to give you, all of it. Mind you, I haven't heard from this company in months. I then declined and stayed with the company that I was with at that time. Cool. Fast forward right now. I work for the same company, by the way. I work for the same company that gave me a contract back in February. And I got retrenched from the company that I worked in February, Alpha Destiny. I got retrenched in June. A few days after my birthday, I got retrenched. And then now I'm back at Wunderman Thompson. That is a company that I wanted to work for. Now, the reason I'm giving you all this 411 is because I'm trying to show you that opportunities come at a specific time and then they come back again later, right? That is how God works. God works in a way in which if he believes that you're not ready for something specific, you will be removed from it and then it will come back again in your life at a later stage. Now, we go back to my question. Do you believe in second chances? I know that I based it off of work, but do you believe in second chances? And if you were given a second chance to do something that you've wanted to do for a very long time, would you take it? Do you believe that you would be worthy enough? And what would you do better to ensure that you keep this opportunity? All right, we can move past that and go to relationships. Do you believe in second chances in a relationship? Do you believe that relationships that didn't work out the first time around, if somebody comes back years later, do you think that the relationship might work out? Or next step, friendship. If you and your friend had a falling out right now, do you believe that a couple of months, a couple of years later, when you guys bump into each other, that if a second chance was given to you, would you take it? The reason why I put it the way that I put it is because work environment or given an opportunity to work at a company that you've wanted to work for and it didn't work out the first time and you're given a second opportunity has a different outcome. When it comes to a relationship, if you guys had a falling out, bad or good, if they come back again, would you give them a chance? That has a different outcome. Friendship, whether you guys had a falling out because you drifted apart or because some other person felt offended and they cut it off, and they now you meet years later and then you guys want to try again, that has a different outcome. Now, do you believe that all these different things really do have a different outcome basing it off of the base of or the foundation of the situation? Or do you think that we need to look at things the same way? If things didn't work out the first time, what makes you think that it's going to work the second time? If that's your view, why do you think that? If you feel like, okay, the first time it didn't work out, now it's back again. Maybe this time it could work out because maybe things are a little bit mature. Maybe things can be taken care of a little bit better and stuff like that. Maybe it would work out. Why do you think so? The circle of life is that there's a give and take in life. There's lessons and there's wins. We never say there's losses and wins. There's lessons and there's wins. And the reason why lessons, because there's always something that you're going to take out from a certain situation, even if you have lost something. Right. So life is a give and take. It's a win and it's a lesson. How do you approach life in regards to any aspect of your life? And I ask this because each and every decision that you make always comes with a consequence. If you had a falling out with a friend and you want to come back, how do you go about approaching that? And do you believe that you deserve a second chance? Or do they deserve a second chance? Why is your mindset wired like that, structured like that? Life is so complicated from time to time. But when we sit down with ourselves and we figure out certain things and we ask ourselves certain questions, we are able to figure ourselves out just a tad bit, a little bit better. How you wire yourself or how life experiences have forced you into certain things in your life, that is the reason that you make the decisions the way that you do. But number one is that you have to always ensure that you protect yourself at all costs to avoid exploitation. You have to ensure that in everything that you do it with all of your heart. That whatever it is that you do, thirdly, is that you do it also in cognizant of those around you. Because even if you do decide that you want to do things because they make you happy, you have to remember that the world also involves other people. And the world also consists of other people. So whatever decision it is that you make, there's always going to be an outcome that will come from you and the next person. So, do you believe that you deserve a second chance? Or do you believe that other people deserve a second chance? It can be anything, anytime, anyhow. But are you wired in a way of forgiveness, forgetting, and then moving on and giving people chances? Or you're the type of person that forgives, that but doesn't forget, or you just don't forgive, period. You know? I know that this episode was a little bit rowdy. It was all over the place and whatnot. But I think we are all stemmed from a certain point that way. We have all these moments or we have all these thoughts that keep us going up and down, left and right, roller coaster, and all those kinds of things. So that's why this episode is not linear, but it touches there, it goes there, it goes there, it goes there. But at the end of the day, the question that you need to ask yourself is, are you capable of giving people a second chance, or do you believe that you are deserving of a second chance? You know, vice versa. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that before I become too complicated. This is Second Chances right here on No Duct Tape. I'm your girl, Ify. Thank you so much for listening. This is Jamit. I'm out. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.